Technology, it's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun, it can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Hello, and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look into stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tungakar. On this week's show, we'll learn about renewable energy in Fulton, hear about a new discovery in HIV research, and listen to a report on MU South Farm Showcase. It's rare to see renewable energy systems like solar panels or wind turbines in mid-Missouri homes. That's because of the expense of those systems. But for some families, the environmental benefits outweigh the costs. KBIA's Gina Cook has this story of how one couple in Fulton is powering their dreams to curb their carbon footprint.
Judy McKinnon's home looks a bit different than other homes in her neighborhood.
Well, when you look on the roof, you'll see two sets of solar panels. On the left is a solar thermal panel. It heats water for our home for dishwashing, clothes washing, showers, things like that. And on the right, you'll see a photovoltaic array.
That's right. A photovoltaic array, better known as solar electric panels, sit on McKinnon's roof. The 16 gleaming panels were installed earlier this month, but McKinnon says getting them there didn't happen overnight. McKinnon, a homemaker, says she's had a passion for the environment since she was a child.
Try to take care of the world that God gave us, and I don't think we were given the world to destroy it.
It's that philosophy, she says, that drives her and her husband, Jim Sievermer, to be energy conscious. The couple has lived in Fulton for about 14 years, and over time saved enough money for their energy-efficient home. Now, after about 3 years of living in their dream home, they could afford the solar panel system. And at $13,000 after a 30% tax credit, it wasn't cheap. But McKinnon says, like anything else, installing solar energy is an investment.
You can invest money in a bank and get a percentage interest, or you can invest money in property. You can invest money in solar panels, too, and get money back.
For McKinnon and Sievermer to get money back from their investment, the city of Fulton first had to set up what's called a net metering system. Daryl Dunlap is the utility superintendent for Fulton. He says it's basically a credit system that tracks how much energy McKinnon solar panels produce.
If they produce more than they use, there's a credit issued that they get up to 12 months to use that credit, and it's based upon the energy cost for the previous year.
Delwyn Dowd is with Sun Solar Systems in Hartsburg. He says the system his company installed at McKinnon's home should produce a significant return.
Calculations show that that system will offset over 70% of their electrical needs.
So on a recent sunny day, McKinnon's home is giving energy to the city rather than receiving energy. By averaging together the sunny months they expect to receive credit from the city and the winter months in which they'll pay a small electric bill, McKinnon expects the system to have paid for itself in 13 years. And while that's a long time to go to see a return on the investment, she's happy to watch her energy consumption go down in the meantime.
You know, the most exciting part for me is watching the meter go backwards, don't you?
So, is this the last step for McKinnon in her pursuit of energy efficiency?
If I could, I'd get public transportation in Fulton.
Perhaps that's a project for another day. Gina Cook, KBIA News.
A team of scientists that includes a researcher at the University of Missouri has made a breakthrough in HIV treatment research. KBIA's Zach Garcia has more on the team's study, which was published earlier this month.
More than a dozen scientists, researchers, and professors banded together to investigate a possibly beneficial mutation found in the genetic code of some versions of HIV. What's resulted is a study outlining how the mutation, called 172K, makes treatment of HIV more efficient for two common drugs. The University of Missouri's Stefan Serafianos was an author on the study. He says that the 172K mutation disrupts HIV's resistance to two families of drugs.
This now will allow us to design better regimens because this mutation confers more susceptibility, so the patients would respond better to certain drugs.
The Journal of Biological Chemistry published the study. F. Peter Gingerich is the journal's associate editor and says that the discovery could help treat those who carry the mutated version of HIV, as well as aid in future research.
We have high standards, and in this work, Serafinos's group used some sophisticated techniques to actually define what these mutations were doing.
Serafinos has worked with HIV since the mid-1980s and says research on the virus often stalls due to the virus's ability to rapidly develop resistance to treatments. Finding a mutation like 172K that breaks down the virus and makes specific versions easier to treat is especially challenging.
It's not a very common event, so you need some observant scientist and somebody who's on the top of things, and then you really need to very frequently sequence the viruses from a patient, and that's what our collaborators did in Japan, and they were able to identify these new mutations.
Serafinos used Skype to work with fellow scientists halfway around the world. Lead author Atsuko Hachiya also made a visit to Serafinos' lab on the MU campus.
We were blessed to be in a position to collaborate with scientists all over the world, including Japan and in Pittsburgh, Dr. Parniak. And this is today's science. It's very collaborative, really.
Serafinos, who has been employed by the University of Missouri since 2006, continues to work with a long-distance team in HIV research. Zach Garcia, KBIA News.
MU South Farm Research Center held its annual showcase for families last Saturday, and everything from turfgrass to corn mazes to exotic animals were on display. KBIA's Courtney Dahl was at the showcase and has this report.
The research farm opened its doors to the public with exhibits, demonstrations, and animals on display for all ages. John Pullman is the assistant director of the Agriculture Experiment Station for MU. He says the around 35 exhibits at the showcase are geared toward engaging children with agriculture.
Let them see farm animals, go through our corn maze and enjoy that, so that they get an idea of, can at least identify, some of the different crops and see that that there's very many different dimensions to agriculture.
The different exhibits represent the many science disciplines of the College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources, or CAFNR. One of these disciplines is turfgrass science. Chad Cook is from the Mizzou Turfgrass Club. He says turfgrass science is even offered as a major at MU. At Saturday's showcase, Cook was presiding over squares of grass samples that kids could explore.
The kids, they've been getting to touch the grass and feel the different grasses, and they really enjoy that. And we've also helped set up a putting green so they can putt, and we have different games.
A CAFNR spokesperson says between 7,000 and 8,000 people attended the event. Courtney Dahl, KBIA News.
And that's it for this week's Under the Microscope. To hear this episode and others, just head to our website, kbia.org. I'm Raymond Tungokar. Thanks for listening.